This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, where we're saving souls $1 at a time. One of my parishioners asked me today, he said, "Reverend Sasquatch, how did you turn out this way?" And I was really not sure whether he meant I had turned out well or poorly, so I replied to him, "Perhaps it was because as a child, I did not go to summer camp." And then he said to me that he was serious. He would like to know. And I thought back to when I'd been watching TV preachers on the television and not at all worried about not going to summer camp, because it was a very small town, and it was like being in summer camp all the time. That all you really needed was a working bicycle and away you go. So what we would do is get up in the morning and get our bicycles. Everyone would just start pedaling out to Pewter Creek. I'm serious, that is really the name of it, Pewter Creek. And one of the boys said that he had seen a dead body floating in it at one time. And he was not known for being particularly truthful, but still we thought it was a possibility that it could be true. It didn't stop us from swimming in it, though. Because, you see, some time long ago, someone had put a really heavy-duty rope on a tree, and if you got high up on the bank of the creek, you could swing out over the water and get up maybe 15, 20 feet in the air, where you let go, you go sailing through the air and splash in the water, and that was about as much fun as a kid could possibly have. You know, I've seen kids today playing video games and the stuff that they do, and if I got my choice, I'm going back there to Pewter Creek and swinging out over that water, even if there are dead bodies in it. But that's really not the point of my story, you see. My friend Jimmy Knott, he used to like to go out there too, and we would talk. He would say, "Hey, Reverend." You see, they called me Reverend even then, because they knew I liked to watch the TV preachers on the television. And he said, what do you know about them Ten Commandments?" And I said I knew of them, but I really didn't know what they meant. And then he said, "You don't know what adultery means?" And I said, "Well, no, I don't know what it means." And he said, "It's when adults all get together and they all smoke cigarettes and get drunk and get all loud. That's adultery. That's what you do when you're an adult, you know." And he said, "You want to try it?" And I thought, "Well, how can we do that? We are not adults." And he said, "Well, your daddy, he smokes that pipe, right? Well, if you would kind of borrow some of that pipe tobacco, then we could kind of roll it up in something and make some cigarettes and smoke them. That would be adultery, right?" And I was kind of skeptical, but the Ten Commandments tell you not to do stuff, but it really doesn't. It doesn't tell you what'll happen if you do it anyway. So I thought, well, okay. You see, Jimmy Knott was really good at coming up with ideas that would get me into trouble, and he would skate home like he was some kind of choir boy or something, I would know when I got home, the belt would be waiting for me. But I was a stupid kid, and I would do it anyway. And sure enough, I did. I went and I got some of that tobacco, and the next day, when we pedaled out to the creek, he brought some newspaper, if you can believe that, and we rolled it up, this pot tobacco in the newspaper, and he got some matches from some place or other, so we lit it, this newspaper pot tobacco cigarette, and he said, "Yeah, hey, Brev, you try it." And sure enough, I did. And right at that moment, I felt very much like George Bush must have felt the one time in his life when he told the truth, as my throat started burning, my heart started pounding, and my chest felt like I had been punched. And I resolved, like George, that I would never do that again. If that was adultery, I was really not interested in it. And I gave it some thought over the years as to just why God would create a substance that would be so harmful, so terrible. Why would he do that? And later on, after I realized I had a personal relationship with God, I asked him, I said to him, I said, "God, why did you create tobacco?" And he said to me that it was all a product of the Intelligent Design Committee, you see, that sometimes they came up with ideas that were real stinkers, like Brussels sprouts, and I would let them slide, but some of them were just accidental because no one really anticipated the nature of human beings, in which anything on the planet will be regarded as something that you would either eat, smoke, or try to have sexual relations with. So that's why it exists there. That's why we had to tell you later on not to do it, that thou shalt not commit adultery. And of course, later on, I found out that adultery meant something altogether, but it was very relevant to me at the time, and I carried that memory with me for many years afterward. So I thank you very much for listening. This is the Reverend Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.